This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it's kind of all Florida all the time. Here at Root Central, as we stare at what's going on in the election down in Florida, all you see is blatant fraud, blatant fraud, blatant fraud. Breaking news, Florida Senate race between Bill Nelson and Republican Rick Scott heads to a hand recount. A hand recount. Can you explain to me what the hell that means? You're going to check every ballot hand by hand? Governor Rick Scott, by the way, they announced the results of the first machine recount, and Governor Rick Scott increased his lead over Senator Bill Nelson by 865 votes after the first recount, but a hand recount was triggered since Nelson and Scott were only separated by 0.15 percentage points. Democrats will not concede. They're going to fight to the bitter end. The race for Agriculture Commissioner also headed for a hand recount after the Democrats flipped that seat post-election, meaning we won it, Republicans won it, and then when all was said and done, on election night we won it, but we lost it after that. The first recount in the gubernatorial race showed Republican Ron DeSantis over the threshold for the gubernatorial race of a hand count and ahead of Democrat crook Andrew Gillum. However, Gillum is refusing to concede. Isn't it amazing how when Republicans win, Democrats refuse to concede and demand recounts and hand recounts, and they find boxes of ballots, and they make all kinds of claims. It's got to be about racism. It's got to be because we didn't have black people or Hispanic people vote. It's got to be because we're suppressing the vote. And that's not considered crazy or tinfoil hat or conspiracy theory. But when a Republican wins, not only are you allowed to ask a million questions if you're a Democrat, but you're allowed to find boxes of ballots and beat us the next day. Isn't that amazing how that works? And, you know, we're conspiracy theorists. They're never conspiracy theorists. Rick Scott wins the recount. He has 865 votes and calls on Democrat Bill Nelson to concede. This is despite the fact that Broward and Palm Beach counties added an extra 83,000 ballots to the race 3 days after the election. He still increased his lead by 865 votes. And he still won't concede Nelson. But Democrats don't call him a sore loser, do they? No. Now, far left Politico and CNN both say Democrat Bill Nelson can't win the Florida recount. He should concede. They're two enthusiastic cheerleaders for Democrats, and even they've come to the obvious conclusion, despite Nelson's PR efforts, despite his ongoing litigation, he cannot win. He holds a solid 12,000 vote lead over Nelson, and recounts do not flip the winner unless the difference is closer to 1,000. You can sue, you can count all the late arriving ballots, which shouldn't be counted. You can count all the spoiled ballots, count all the ballots that cannot be reasonably discerned, but 12,000 votes is still 12,000 votes, and Nelson is not going to win. The only hope Nelson has is what CNN describes as a miracle, which would be a massive tabulating error of some kind or a huge batch of ballots someone forgot to count or report. Politico even went further in doing the math. Basically, should Nelson win, every single lawsuit he's filed, should he win this legal royal flush, he would still come up short. And yet, he still hasn't conceded. Now, here's some of the crap that went on in Florida. Florida Democrats urged voters to submit absentee ballots after Election Day using altered forms. That attempts to add Democratic votes, which critics say is possible election fraud. Possible, yeah. It's alleged. Possible. Was reported Thursday morning by Anna Sebalios of the Naples Daily News, who notes the scheme has already been reported to federal prosecutors. She said a day after Florida's election left top state races too close to call, a Democratic Party leader directed staffers, volunteers, to share altered election forms with voters to fix signature problems on absentee ballots after the state's deadline. The altered forms surfaced in Broward, Santa Rosa, Citrus, and Okaloosa counties and were reported to federal prosecutors to review for possible election fraud as Florida counties complete a required recount in three top races. So that's the governor, the senator, and the agriculture commissioner. But an email obtained by the USA Today Network, Florida shows Florida Democrats were organizing a broader statewide effort beyond those counties to give voters the altered forms to fix improper absentee ballots after the November 5th deadline. Democratic Party leaders provided staffers with copies of a form known as a cure affidavit that had been modified to include an inaccurate November 8th deadline. One Palm Beach Democrat said in an interview, the idea was to have voters fix and submit as many absentee ballots as possible with the altered forms in hopes of later including them in vote totals if a judge ruled such ballots were allowed. Isn't that what I, you know, it's so funny. That's exactly what I said. I must have, like, the perfect gut instinct or the perfect crystal ball. I wrote this in my commentaries. And a lot of what I wrote, by the way, certain newspapers and websites said, yeah, tone it back a little bit. We can't even let you say this. Because I said, they're sitting around with lawyers and volunteers in Democratic Party headquarters across Florida and across the country, and they're filling out ballots or correcting ballots. Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. I got it right. Matt Gaetz, the congressman, says Broward County refused GOP court orders to inspect election headquarters while they allowed Democrats inside. Matt Gaetz was the hero of Broward County this past weekend despite representing Northwest Florida. He stood with the voters of Florida and joined the protest outside of Broward County election headquarters. So you had a congressman standing there. He was there from Saturday afternoon well into the evening. On Saturday, he called on Governor Rick Scott to remove corrupt Broward County election supervisor Brenda Snipes after her attempt to steal the Florida Senate and governorship from Republicans. Scott went from an 80,000 vote lead on election day to 12,000 votes on Saturday. The Broward and Palm Beach County elections officials had manufactured enough ballots to cut his lead in the Florida Senate race by nearly 70,000 votes. On Saturday night, Broward County police removed Matt Gaetz from filming county officials secretly moving boxes in and out of Broward County election offices. Shame on the police. Wayne Root is the biggest fan in the world of police in general. But there are some corrupt cops out there, and they are Democrat corrupt cops, and they fight for a Democrat sheriff in Broward. Corrupt Democrat sheriff and the corrupt Democrats who run the election process in Broward, and those cops are out to protect them. Shame on you. Matt Gaetz was on TV the other day, and he said, when I showed up with a court order giving the Rick Scott team the ability to inspect what the world knew they were doing but didn't let us behind the gates, they allowed Democrats back and forth, but they excluded Republicans with court orders from being able to conduct legal oversight to make sure there were no shenanigans. Wow. And then an Obama-appointed Florida judge sides with Democrats on fixing ballot signatures. Judge Mark Walker, Obama-appointed federal judge Mark Walker, sided with Democrats on fixing ballot signatures. He was appointed by Obama in 2012. He sided with Democratic Senator Bill Nelson's campaign and gave voters till 5 p.m. Saturday to fix ballots that were initially rejected due to mismatched signatures. Just what I said they were doing to try and steal the election. There it is. Federal prosecutors in Florida have already discovered altered election documents on the forms used to fix the vote-by-mail ballots. Mismatched signatures, altered dates, and provisional ballots are all being used by Democrats in their recount efforts. It's a violation of state law to count ballots with irregularities such as mismatched signatures. However, Senator Marco Rubio reported Tuesday Democrat lawyers are actually arguing to change Florida laws to steal the elections. Florida law requires voter signatures on mail ballots match the signature of the voter, but Democratic lawyers are asking a judge to throw that law out and force Florida to count ballots with signatures that don't match the voter signature on file. Do you understand what's happening? Do you get it? How about this one? Democrats launched training sessions for 1,000 volunteer lawyers to manage recount and steal Florida. Democrats have produced tens of thousands of ballots several days after the election. Even worse, Broward County refused to disclose how many ballots they had left to tabulate, which allowed them to count however many they needed to bring Democrats within the range margin of a recount. Just what I said. I tried to say that in a specific newspaper column, and that was not accepted. They took that paragraph out, where I said, all Democrats do is they wait to hear the vote total on election night, and if they're down by 20,000, they produce 25,000 new ballots. If they're down by 30, they produce 35,000 new ballots. If they're down by 80, they produce 90,000 new ballots. That's exactly what's going on. I called it. Well, Democrats have election day. Republicans have election day. Democrats enjoy election week or election month. Whew. 67 Florida counties have until 3 p.m. Thursday to finish their recount of the midterm ballots. Can you imagine? That's 10 days after the election. Palm Beach County was given extra days to finish their recount. Criminal investigations were launched against Broward and Palm Beach County election officials following the mysterious 80,000 votes that suddenly appeared 2 days after Election Day in Broward County. Sean Hannity told his audience he had information that evidence has been turned over to law enforcement on criminal activity in Broward County. I've been saying that since the day, since election night, literally. Democrats are organizing an army of lawyers to assist in the steal in Florida. Wow, there's a source in D.C. that sent this to a Gateway Pundit, one of my favorite websites. They said there's an ongoing conference call of 1,000 volunteer liberal lawyers being instructed on how to handle the manual recount tomorrow. Same training happening tomorrow, every hour on the hour. Thousands are volunteering, apparently. The question is, are Republicans organized? I'll tell you what. That's the question they ask in this article. My answer is, I know the answer. No. Quote me, Republicans are schmucks. All the leadership of the Republican Party in this country are schmucks. They should be taken to the woodshed and fired, every single one of them. Schmucks run this country. Not Donald Trump, excluded. The President of the United States is wonderful. He's relentless. But almost every single person in America that runs the Republican Party, every county, every city, every state, schmucks. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 1,000 patients worldwide, our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. War Now on USA Radio Network, and third hour, of course, as you know, is Newsmax TV, as it always is. Also want you to know the sponsor of this segment of the show is U.S. Gold Bureau. We love U.S. Gold Bureau because they sponsor both my national radio show and my national TV show. Great guys. They help hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. They're owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you can trust them. The state of Texas trusts them to run the Fort Knox of Texas. I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. This set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins, an uncirculated condition fresh from the U.S. Mint, all coins investment quality. You get the coins at actual dealer cost. They'll show you their invoice, which means you get them at wholesale, same price them. They don't make a penny on you. Then they send them via free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. And you also get a bonus of a U.S. Mint storage box that holds 500 coins. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. How do you beat a deal like that? 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And by the way, there is a way to beat a deal like that, because all you have to do is tell them about any other deal you've got. Involving silver, gold, precious metals, coins, rare coins, anywhere in the country, at any coin store, any silver dealer, any gold dealer, any precious metals dealer, and they will meet or beat that deal. A story I wanted to read to you from Red State. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is already saying she's been being discriminated against in D.C. And she's being discriminated against by the Democrats, I guess. Newly minted congresswoman and professed socialist Angela Ocasio-Cortez just got to Washington. Already she's a victim. She says she's being discriminated against because she's a woman of color. Do you have any idea what it's like to be around a person like this woman? Do you have any idea? Oh, my God. If you talk to her, you'd have to watch every word, because anything you say, she'd go from being a sweet little thing to just smiling at you to all of a sudden turn into the Wicked Witch of the West, fly in on her broom and start screaming that you're a racist, you're a sexist, you hate me, you hate people of color, I hate you. She's like a little raging baby. According to Ocasio-Cortez, she attempted to try and attend a Democratic member's luncheon and was directed to the spouse's luncheon that was happening at the same time, and then she was mistaken for an intern. I think it's funny. Here's her own Twitter site, her own little tweet. Democratic spouse and member luncheon were at the same time today. I was sent to the spouse event. Last night I was stopped because it was assumed I was an intern. Next time, try believing women plus people of color when they talk about their experiences being a woman or a person of color. Wow. So this article says, if what she's saying is true actually did happen, then I highly doubt it. Anything to do with sexism or racism and everything to do with her youth. I don't think she needs to be reminded she's the youngest person ever to be elected to Congress and as such could easily be mistaken for a female staffer. Washington is generally the place where people are elected in their early 30s and up. The baby-faced Ocasio-Cortez fits the description of what many in Washington are used to seeing in terms of spouses or interns. That's not sexism or racism. It's just people adjusting to a presence not usually seen in Washington. She should have laughed it off, but instead she's fostering the narrative that racism and sexism are infesting every corner of the country. What's more, she's exposed her own hubris in assuming everyone knows who she is. Despite the media attention given to her, she's not exactly topping the public bill. The vast majority of this country still couldn't pick her out of a lineup if they tried. It's likely some poor security guard or staffer, not knowing who she is, stopped the congresswoman because her youthfulness and mannerisms look like every other young gun who comes to D.C. and becomes a staffer or an intern. And he tried to be helpful in directing her to where she needed to be. I sincerely doubt the person who interacted with her was being racist or sexist. I'm going to say this here and warn you that I'll likely be saying a lot more as time goes on. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez needs to get over herself. Yeah, it was a good article. I liked it. Who wrote this? Brandon Morse of Red State wrote this article. Interesting. Very interesting. And my buddy Chris, one of our listeners, who sends me lots and lots of interesting stuff, sent it to me. Thank you, Chris. And by the way, if you want to get a laugh for the day of how sick and mentally disturbed some liberals are. Wow. Nancy Pelosi gave a speech. I guess it was for Al Sharpton's organization. And she thanked Al Sharpton for saving the country. Wow. She closed off her speech before the party by thanking Al Sharpton for saving the country from Trump. She also used the phrase, take back America. Weren't we told that when Republicans say, take back America, it's a racist dog whistle? Wow. She wants to thank Al Sharpton for saving the country. I didn't need saving. Did any of you get saved by Al Sharpton? I didn't notice Al Sharpton saving any of us. He saved, I guess, Tawana Brawley, but I'm not sure about the rest of us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now!
You USA Radio News.
Well, we've been doing our Black Friday for years and years and years, and we love that. It's kind of a girls' trip for us normally, but this year we stayed local and just kind of trying something new.
Just one of the millions of Americans out shopping on Black Friday. Now, if you're not interested in Black Friday or that's not your thing, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and then Monday is Cyber Monday. President Trump threatens to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the situation starts spiraling out of control. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the caravan situation becomes uncontrollable. Trump telling reporters he will close down the border if people start getting hurt or if it appears law enforcement is going to lose control.
The president also tweeted, Republicans and Democrats must now come together with a major border security package. This is USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Ah.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I don't often recommend books on my show because I'm just a very busy guy, and I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one, but have I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. I'm from New York, you know. I believe in revenge and vengeance. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wainwright loves it. This book is the first book of a series, and I could hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at PrayerOfVengeance.com. PrayerOfVengeance.com. And just in the nick of time, interestingly enough, we've got our guest here, and guess who it is? It's author John Stafford, author of A Prayer of Vengeance. Hey, John, how are you, man?
Hey, Wayne, it is a little snowy, rainy, and icy here in Dayton, Ohio. So we're getting the first start of the winter weather here. How's it out
getting,
there?
You're getting global warming. That's what you're getting.
Well, you know, we all know what we think about global warming.
So. Exactly. So what made you, what inspired you is probably a better word, to write this Prayer of Vengeance series? Because you've got a series of books, right? What comes after A Prayer of Vengeance, by the way?
We have The Sword of Vengeance. The story and part of how this all happened was this was a story that I told around the campfire over the years. And finally, you know, at the urging of my wife, I put pen to paper and finally put the story down for others to read. And it's an interesting story, and it basically starts out that if you believe in angels, you must believe in demons. And that's the premise. And so within this book, especially on book one, you're going to read about the ugliness of evil within the story, but also there's true beauty, the grace of the angels, the glory of prayer, and the power of God. And it's based upon my experiences growing up in the Catholic faith, but really for any Christian that's out there, whether you're an evangelical or...
I know where you're going. Evangelical.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm from Ohio, so it's a little tough, but... as far as no matter what part of the Christian faith you are, it's going to tell you about what's possible, you know, through God. And so I wanted to, you know, to write a book that showcased, you know, in a very real and visceral way, you know, what was possible.
And tell me about the place and events you reference in the book, because they seem so real. How do you achieve that?
Well, the story is based in Beaver Creek, Ohio in 1976. And in Beaver Creek, like in 1959, that's referenced in the book, there was a speeding train that hit a station wagon full of Girl Scouts, killing them all at a railroad crossing. And then it also, in the book, it references in 1964 where Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Beaver Creek. A B-52 bomber just fell from the sky at 35,000 feet and crashed into the back of the Beaver Creek High School and didn't kill anyone, which was, you know, at the time viewed a miracle in itself. So what we tried to do was, you know, when I wrote the book, was to weave actual location and events into a fictional story. And actually, I've had a lot of the readers send me emails and comments that they've spent almost as much time Googling the events within the book, trying to figure out where reality ends and fiction begins. So,
well, how would you classify the book? We're talking to John Stafford, author of Prayer of Vengeance. How would you classify the book? It's almost like an action novel, but it's also a crime story. It's also a supernatural thriller. So which one is it?
Well, I would call it, you know, a thriller of a book that's filled with suspense and adventure. I think, you know, like what was in your ad for the book, and we really do appreciate you endorsing the book. If you like any of the James Patterson books or Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code, you're going to love this book. And so, you know, it's a book, you know, of faith written for Christians and non-Christians, you know, and it has an important message. And unlike most Christian books that gloss over good and evil, you know, we don't do that. You know, the reader is going to hear the true voice of evil when they read this book, but they're also going to hear the voice of God. And the words written will ring true to almost everyone as far as their core beliefs in the Christian faith, as everything within the pages and in the book is possible if you believe.
And, you know, the first chapter is kind of, I guess you'd call it a conundrum, because this book is for the Christian audience, but the first chapter is very difficult to get through. It's filled with graphic language and extreme violence. And I'm wondering, as a writer, why'd you choose this over the usual Christian toned-down approach to a novel?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And as a writer, it was an issue that, you know, when I was writing it, that I had to think about, you know, the language and the violence. You know, do I sanitize it or do I keep it as written? And I think what I decided as a writer was that the reader needed to truly experience the fear of evil, and both seen and unseen. And it had to be real, not sugar-coated. You know, it had to literally shake them by the collar when they read that chapter. And in the first chapter, it's going to happen to the reader. I mean, the evil's literally going to jump off the pages, and the words are going to become real to the reader. And it's going to shake them to their core, that first chapter. So by the end of the first chapter, you know, I wanted the readers to love. There's a character in the first chapter, and her name's Mary. She's called Mary 10-4. And I wanted them to love Mary 10-4 and then demand vengeance for what was done to her by the evil within the first chapter.
There was a reference in the book to the Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil. And it's kind of controversial. It's interesting. Can you touch on it for the listeners?
Oh, sure. You know, the song, when it first came out by the Rolling Stones, it was 1968. It came out on the Stones album, The Beggar's Banquet. And Jagger was singing from a personal narrative, and he was speaking as the devil and talking about, you know, his role in the atrocities throughout history. And it made it oddly different than any other song being played on the radio. And that fact didn't go unnoticed to anyone. So across the country, the radio stations refused to play it. The southern radio stations were up in arms because they said it was, you know, satanic. They were devil worshippers. The Vatican, it even went to the Vatican, and they viewed it as an open attack against its teachings and an endorsement of the devil. But, you know, it was really something other than that. The song really caught the ear of the rebel youth of the 60s, and that song and that album rocketed to the top of the charts. And, you know, unlike most people, you know, even Jagger, he could never come up with an explanation how he came up with the song. But the song was really about warning the faithful, you know, that was broadcast all over the world. And my books in this series of books are kind of like the Rolling Stones song in that they're a warning that the beast walks amongst us. And so that's kind of what's going on with that song at that time. That was a warning, and unlike what everybody else was thinking. So it's an interesting parallel between the books and the song.
All right. We're talking to John Stafford. He's the author of Prayer of Vengeance. Great book, one that I've endorsed. I rarely get off the dime and endorse anybody's book. It's just not my thing. Just like Donald Trump never endorsed anybody's book. But Donald Trump made one exception. He endorsed my book, The Power of Relentless. And Wayne Root's making an exception. I'm endorsing A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. I think a lot of readers will be surprised by the supernatural powers the main character is able to call upon. Without giving away any spoilers, can you touch on how the Prayer of Vengeance works and what it can do?
Well, the main character, Brady, within the book, he's been given powers that were based upon a promise that had been made by his oldest grandfather on the hill in Calvary during the crucifixion, and so that carries forward throughout the generations of the book and the character within the book. So it's an interesting parallel as far as what's going on. There's rules for that, you know, that he must follow when he calls the prayer of vengeance. Just to give you an idea, you know, when he calls the prayer of vengeance, it has to be said at the same spot that the light was called. Rule number two is there's a price for calling the light. Rule number three, the darkness hunts the light when it's called. And there's seven rules within the book, and I don't want to give them all away here to your listeners, but it's an interesting prospect as far as what he has to do to be able to call the light, as the book calls it.
All right, A Prayer of Vengeance, and particularly your next book, Sword of Vengeance, including events ripped right out of today's headlines. Without giving away any spoilers, talk about some of the topics you touch on that really speak to the state of the world today and will remind people about you know, how close this book is to reality.
One sets up the storyline for the other books within the series. The two books, you know, in particular were written over a year ago, yet, you know, when you read the books, you can see the war between good and evil playing out, you know, literally in the nightly news that we listen to every week. The books span the millennia, and they reveal events from a long time ago all the way through present time. And chapter one and book two, you know, starts out on a beach in Brazil, and it involves a notorious Nazi war criminal that had been hiding since World War II.
Hey, John, and, you know, when the music comes on, it means we're on the run, but it was great having you on. We appreciate A Prayer of Vengeance, Sword of Vengeance. The third book in the series will be coming out soon, too. Make sure everybody goes to Amazon.com. John Stafford, A Prayer of Vengeance, endorsed by Wayne Root. Thank you, John. God bless. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My Doctor Suggests. But Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's MyDoctorSuggests.com.
War now. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love Liberty HealthShare. Healthcare is a disaster in this country, but Liberty HealthShare is affordable and it covers everything instead of nothing. I had Aetna. I was paying $2,000 a month. It covered nothing. Now I have Liberty HealthShare. I'm paying under $500 a month, and it covers everything. Great job, Liberty HealthShare. But there's a better way than all these health insurance companies, and it is Liberty HealthShare. They're a Christian health sharing organization. I'm living proof that it works. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. And my son just had $2,500 worth of wisdom teeth removed, and they covered $2,000 of the $2,500. How many insurance companies out there have you ever seen? Any of you listening? I'd love you to call in. 833-WAR-TALK. Anybody ever had wisdom teeth out? Does your insurance company cover $2,000 of the $2,500 cost? I can't believe how expensive dental is. Wow. That's ridiculous. $2,500 for wisdom teeth? Where does anyone have that money? The average person in America makes like $40,000 a year. 10% would be $2,000. That's over 10% of your entire year's income you'd have to spend on wisdom teeth. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. Because I'm telling you, most liberals would call me rich, and I can't afford that. You've got to have insurance pay for it. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My kids are members. My family's a member. Call Liberty HealthShare at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. Toll free, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org. Libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so you know there's a gal on Fox News named Kat Timpf. What a strange name. Kat Timpf. I'll bet she has cats at home. She was chased out of a Brooklyn bar because she's a Fox News person. This is how crazy liberals are. Forced to leave a bar in Brooklyn over the weekend after a woman she had never met became enraged upon learning she worked in conservative media. Timpf, who has twice previously been harassed while socializing in New York City, first described the incident in a Friday night tweet, later expanded on her initial description of the confrontation during a Monday interview with National Review. After arriving at the bar, she became separated from her friends, found herself in a conversation with a man she didn't know, who inquired about her occupation. She explained she worked at Fox News. The conversation proceeded unremarkably. A while later, she was confronted by a woman who heard that she worked at Fox News. Word must get around fast in New York City, in one of those bars, and became enraged and began shouting at her in a threatening manner. This girl started going nuts at me, screaming at me to get out of the bar. I found her very threatening, Tim said of the woman, whom she'd never met before. She said she tried to move to another section of the large bar, but the woman followed her and would continue to scream. The woman, who was visibly intoxicated at the time, was surrounded by a large group of men and women who all stood by and laughed as she harassed Tim and followed her around the bar. After realizing no one in the group would defend her in what might become a violent situation, she was forced to flee the bar. It was super uncomfortable. I didn't want to get physical. I didn't want things to get physical. It's not the first instance of politically motivated harassment Tim has dealt with. Well, out in Brooklyn. Well, it serves you right. What are you doing out in Brooklyn? I'm in Las Vegas. Nobody's ever harassed me in my entire life in Las Vegas. Matter of fact, everywhere I go, everyone in this whole town screams, "War! I listen to your show every night." It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. People beat their horns and stop their cars at red lights to tell me, "Are you Wayne Root? Oh, my God!" It's kind of amazing. I've never had a single person say a bad word to me, ever. And that's in Nevada, what's supposedly a blue state. And that's why I'm telling you it's not a blue state. It's a total lie. There is so much fraud, such a scam going on, because if Nevada is that blue, wouldn't you think that I'd get a reception like Kat Timpf? Wouldn't you think I'd get in some sort of weird situation? Never. Not once. Every bar I go to, every restaurant I go to, walking on the strip from a hotel to a parking garage or a valet parking, I'm waiting at valet, stores I walk into, everywhere people go, "Oh my God, it's Wayne Root! I love you, man!" They hug me, they high-five me. That's in Vegas, where we supposedly are a blue state. The whole Nevada went so blue. It's the biggest con ever. New York is blue. I've never said New York wasn't blue. California's blue. I never said California wasn't blue. Nevada's not blue. Not even slightly blue. Not even a little bit blue. Nevada's a state where everybody's a red Republican, red meat-eating, I love Wayne Root person. The whole town listens to my radio show. How could it have voted blue? I'm telling you, they figured out a way to fix this thing. I'm telling you, there's such massive voter fraud going on, it's unbelievable. And I'm living proof, because Kat Timpf is living proof that in New York City, you could be in a lot of trouble. If you walk into bars, and you're in places like Brooklyn, or you're in a gay bar, maybe, where they don't like Fox News, the very mention of Fox News. I've never seen anything like that in Las Vegas, Nevada, ever. As a matter of fact, Henderson and Summerlin, the two places I hang out in, everybody's a Republican who loves my show. Not a single person's ever had a bad word to say. You'd think when they heard, "Oh my God," people start screaming, "Wayne Root," high-fiving me and hugging me. Somewhere, somebody would come up to me and say, "I hate you, I can't stand it." Never. Not once. But she can't live a life anymore, and neither can Tucker Carlson. They can't live a life in Brooklyn or New York City or Washington, D.C. Tucker's in Washington. Cannot live a life. How do you explain in Vegas? Everybody high-fives me. Everybody says, "Oh, my God, I love you, Wayne Root. I live and die with your column in the RJ. I live and die with your radio show." How do you explain that? And yet we've gone totally blue like California. Because they figured out how to stuff the ballot boxes here. I'm telling you, it is just the most bizarre thing in history. Just bizarre. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Or maybe we just suffer from a different situation than California and New York. California and New York is not just the typical Democratic voters on welfare and felons getting out of prison. It's kind of every intellectual white liberal. And probably we don't have that in Las Vegas. We have nothing but Republicans here. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.